Welcome to your meditation practice. For this meditation practice, we'll be modeling the Buddha's Four Noble Truths formula to help you to take mindfulness meditation to a higher level. This meditation practice will assist you to develop high levels of awareness so you can respond to your life events with greater skill, intuition and wisdom. Will help you to skillfully manage your reactions to perceived stressful events in your life. And it will help you to cultivate new ways of developing an intimate understanding of your mind's thinking processes, so you'll be able to develop a more calmer and peaceful mind. So let's start. Just ensure you're in a comfortable position. Adjust your body as you need to. Feel free to use any cushions or pillows or blankets, just so you're comfortable and at ease. Place your hands in your lap in Dhyan Mudra. And then just take a few moments to guide your awareness to the base of your body. Just becoming aware of the solid foundation that the tailbone and the knees create. Then with your next inhalation, just lengthen from the tailbone up to the crown of the head. Lengthening and extending the crown up, gently relaxing the shoulders back. And just become aware of the balanced, stable, and symmetrical position of the body. Just take a few easy diaphragmatic breaths. So when you're ready to do so, just take a pleasant inhalation through the nose, expanding the navel out away from the body, filling your cup. As you exhale, just allowing the navel to return and feeling more and more at ease with each exhalation. Just take three more conscious breaths. Just start to allow our field of awareness to imagine that you're breathing in and out of the whole body. With your next inhalation, just feel positive energy flowing into every cell of your body. And breathing out, just feeling that sense of peace and calmness flowing throughout the whole body with each easy exhalation. And we'll just take the next few moments to just become aware of the sounds in your environment. Just noticing the sounds that are close to your ears and in the room that you're in. And then we'll just move our awareness to external sounds in the distance and far away. And no need to analyze the sounds. Just move your awareness from one sound to the next and then the next. Just tune our awareness back to the closest sounds. And then back. And then back to the sound of the breath of the nostrils. Start to watch the breath as it flows in and out at the nostrils. And it's perfectly normal for any time during this practice for you to have thoughts. Let them come. And just observe them as a witness and just gently bring back your focus to the breath. Next, we'll do a little body scan. So just noticing the physical sensations of your body. Perhaps a touch of clothing on your skin. The air on your skin. Just move from sensation to sensation. And then guide your awareness to your physical body and nothing else. Direct your awareness to your right foot, your left foot, right leg, the abdomen, chest, lower back, upper back, the shoulders, right arm, left arm, right hand. Then we'll shift your awareness to the neck, the head, whole right leg, whole left leg, whole right arm, whole left arm, then the whole body. Become aware of your whole body, the whole body. Become aware of the stable and strong foundation of the legs and the trunk, the arms and the whole body. Become aware of your whole body. Just simply shift our attention to the natural breath. Without trying to modify the breath, we'll watch the breath once again as it just flows in and out at the nostrils, and just enjoy the peaceful, calm state that is induced by just focusing on your peaceful breath as it flows in, out of your body. So now that we're in a calm, peaceful state, it's time to just transition into practicing some basic analytical meditation techniques to develop high levels of awareness. So as you're focusing on the breath, just start to witness and watch. Perhaps wisely analyze what is arising in your mind as a witness. You're focusing on the breath, just aim to develop insight into the nature of whatever is arising. If there is anything that's unpleasant, just watch it. Observe it as a distance, as a witness. And you can further start to develop insight into your thoughts as they are arising. Is there any false illusions or pretenses that is arising? Is there any challenges that are arising? Just develop insight into your specific situation. If you have a little challenge, realize it's normal and natural. Acknowledge that you have a challenge. And just dissociate from whatever is arising and just witness the content of your mind as you're pleasantly maintaining awareness of your natural breath. The aim of this stage of your meditation practice is to cultivate an intimate understanding of your mind's thinking processes. The next stage is to start to shift our attention to any causes or origins or the triggers of our specific little challenge. This makes all the difference. So once again, maintaining awareness of your breath, tuning into that special place where you're just detaching and watching, witnessing your thoughts. Just see if you can start to identify the triggers What's causing perhaps any stress in your life? And just as a detached witness, just analyze any possible causes. And then aim to watch what is arising with the causes. Once again, dissociate and witness. Causes. And this will help you to skillfully manage your reactions to perceived stressful events in your life. And then once again, just maintaining awareness of your breath. We'll start to build upon the last two analytical meditation stages. And we'll start to shift our attention to contemplating on envisaging solutions to overcome our little challenge. What do you need to do to overcome your challenge? Just start to shift your attention to any possible things that you can think of that will help you to achieve your desired outcome. Maintain awareness of your breath and contemplate on solutions. That's it. And if you can't quite think of all the possible solutions at this point in time, it's normal and natural. It will come with time. Just split your major goal up into little steps and think of one solution if you need to. Okay, well done. So now that we've acquired all the data that you need from the previous steps, the final stage of this meditation practice, we start to transition to what the Buddha called the Eightfold Path. This stage is designed to redirect the mind to take action and walk the path to overcome our challenges so we can live a more harmonious and prosperous life. So during this stage of your meditation practice, start to focus and contemplate the mind on gaining control of your thinking processes, modifying your thoughts to think more positively. And then start to see yourself overcoming every obstacle that gets in your way. Start to see yourself envisaging path forward to overcoming each and every obstacle. See yourself taking action every day. Walking the path to achieve your desired goal. Start to envisage it all coming together now. Let's just shift our attention into the future. Starting to experience what it's like to live your life with a positive mindset, believing you can do what you want to do, and most importantly, taking action that will accelerate the achievement of your goals and dreams. Experience this now. See everything coming together in the future. Okay, well done. We'll just slowly start to guide your awareness back to being aware of your physical body, becoming aware of your surroundings, keeping the eyes closed, just bring your awareness to the space that you're in and visualize the space that you're in. Become aware of the sounds in your room. And then we'll slowly externalize your awareness. When you're ready to do so, we'll return feeling refreshed, revitalized, and ready to take the steps that we need to change the path of our life forever. And returning refreshed and revitalized. Have a little stretch and commence your day.